That was your PSA for this weekend and next weekend. I'll probably play it as well if I'm here. Otherwise, the funny man will play it because we want you to be food safety, especially on barbecues, because everybody's getting their barbecue out of their system the next couple of weekends, correct?
Well, sir? I'll tell you this right now. based on what we're seeing, we're going to be warm into September and October.
It's the greenhouse effect, sir. I happen to believe I'm one of those optimists. I don't know if you want to call me an optimist, a wide-eyed optimist. I believe in the igloo effect.
The igloo effect?
Yes, sir. What? I believe it's going to get colder before it gets hotter.
Well, that's all part of
it. I just made that up, the igloo effect. Well, I could call it the snow cone effect. The freeze pop effect. I don't care. Either way. Anyways, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I heard the greenhouse gases is the result of Pauly B's Dutch ovens.
It was really my gases.
Yes.
I used to be Dutch. That's why they call it a Dutch oven. Before I turned Irish and was Native American, I was Dutch.
Okay. You're Dutched in the head.
You ain't kidding. So, anyways, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, boys and girls, and you know what that means. It's time for our threesome at 3. Because a weekend couldn't start correctly without a nice threesome at 3.
No, that's so true.
All right. As long as you're with me there, sir. And this weekend I chose for our threesome is Green Day, because they will be at the Xfinity Center on Monday. I don't know why, but they will be there Monday.
And
I love Green Day. Love Green Day. And Xfinity Center, which is will always be our Great Woods.
Great Woods,
yes,
they
sir.
They should call it Great Woods at Xfinity Center.
Sure, I'm with you on that. Title. So anyways, boys and girls, threesome at 3 is Green Day. Enjoy. And we'll be back with some more nonsense, I'm quite sure. So enjoy your Green Day.
Do you have the time?
Nope.
To listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? Joke with my wife and cousin, bring it. I've ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. We'll be right back.
All right. That was your threesome at 3, of course, Green Day. 3:13. That was a quick one.
3:13.
And I picked Green Day because they are going to be at Great Woods, the Xfinity Center, on Monday night. And, of course, how fitting a threesome, because Green Day is a threesome. Correct?
There's three.
There's three members of the band. And I say member not because I'm being fresh. I just mean they are three members. All right. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 3:13, as I said, on this 25th day of August.
Yes.
It is 74 holding strong, which is, very beautiful out on this Friday, on the beautiful Tufts University in the beautiful state of Medford, of course. And I will be back with some, the after 3:30 hour with some weekend weather. Maybe it may be my last time doing it. I would hope so. Because we might have, Kathleen Turner. Kathy Turner.
Kathy with the IE.
Or Michelle Pfeiffer. One of them will be doing the weather for us, which is nice.
Or Michelle Pfeiffer's sister, Dee Dee, who was in Seinfeld.
We won't leave them in the green room. Anyways, one other thing I wanted to get, because I like doing it, because I'm weird like that.
Are you now?
I've been known to be weird.
You were just cracking yourself up.
I kind of was. No, actually, I was just looking at your fedora. Today,
Stop looking at my fedora, man.
All right, I know. I'm going to take it home and make love to it.
Again.
Again. You just come back with it.
He broke into the house.
No, he had to get rid of his old one. It was all crumpled up. I know. We're being a little filthy and silly, as usual. So, get used to it. August 25th, 2017. You know what it is today? What National Day it is?
Fedora Day.
It is. I'm gonna proclaim it Fedora Day, just for you, my brother.
I'm going to
put it in. I'm going to try to get that as a national day just for you, my brother. And but other than that, it is National Kiss and Makeup Day.
Kiss and makeup?
Yeah, I don't think you put on makeup.
I meant kiss.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. No, you listen to Kiss records and put on makeup.
Yeah. I like your thing better.
I don't, because I don't want to listen to Kiss records.
Well, that's right.
I'd rather put on makeup than listen to Kiss records. Well, I guess it makes sense, right? So, it's National Kiss and Makeup Day. I guess you can go either way with that. It's National Banana Split Day.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
I love a good banana split.
Oh, I love the cartoon. Well, it wasn't a cartoon, really.
It was just weird.
Big, hairy,
stupid people in
puppets,
big costumes.
Muppets running around scaring children left and right. You remember when I was moving? We were the Yeah. All right, never mind. And it's National Park Service Founders Day. Okay, we'll skip over that. Although I did founder a park. Yes. National Whiskey Sour Day.
No, no, no. If you put anything in your whiskey, I will punch you in the jaw.
Uh-oh.
I swear.
He will punch your jaw loose.
That's right. I will hit you if you put stuff in your whiskey.
Look out.
Whiskey does not need sour.
I'm with my man on that one. All right, but it is National Whiskey Sour Day, so. And last but not least, second but not first, it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day.
Oh.
So, enjoy all those clothes I gave you, Christopher.
Oh, I sure will.
Yeah, you've grown into them
By the way, the Spider-Man pajamas?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. How about the Hulk underoos?
Not quite there yet.
No, okay, well, you'll get
actually,
there.
Actually, it wasn't Spider-Man. It was Man-Spider.
Oh, right.
Exactly. It's Man-Spider.
All right.
Yes.
All right, so you want to do some funny news, sir?
Yeah, but before
do
we...
Go ahead. What? Before...
Funny news, I want to do a couple serious... I don't know if you heard
There's
this.
There's no such thing.
But unfortunately, it seems like every time we do a show, somebody passes away. And of course, last week, Jerry Lewis, comedy legend, passed away at 92 years.
That's right.
And shocked to hear, Eddie Levesque himself from Cheers, Jay Thomas, passed away at the age of 69.
He did?
Last night.
He was just on, honest to God. He was just on AAF two days ago.
Yeah.
That was the goalie, right? The Bruins goalie that went out with Kala.
That Mary Kala, exactly.
Wow, see what happens when you go on AAF? You got to come on the giddy up. You won't pass away.
Nobody's died yet on the giddy up.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
We pride ourselves in that fact.
So, yeah.
That's sad.
As you know, he was known for playing Eddie Levesque. I remember him on Mork and Mindy in the second season. Of course, regular on the Howard Stern Show and a regular on Late Night with David Letterman, where he would tell his infamous story about him meeting the actor who played the Lone Ranger while getting into an accident and also knocking the meatball off the Christmas tree, which was a highlight of everyone's Christmas.
So rest in peace, Jerry Lewis.
Yep.
And Eddie
Levesque's Levesque,
Jay Thomas.
From Cheers.
And he just played a comedy club, like, last night or two nights ago.
I think he didn't tell a lot of people about how sick he was.
Wow, that's...
I was very shocked when I heard that news last night. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, thank you for bringing up that sad news.
Yeah.
Because that's our show now.
Yeah. Now to the funny news to cheer everybody up.
All right. Would you like some background music?
I always would.
You always would?
I always will. I always do.
All right. Well, let's see what we got. I guess our standard.
Yeah, that works for me. All right. So, as we all know, today is...
25th.
Marks a little more than 2 months. 2 months and what? 2 months and 6 days until Halloween. And so right now, all the stores are stocking up on Halloween candy, especially in their storerooms. But if you go to Kohl's in Ohio, you may want to stay away from those Mallow bars.
Why?
Why? Yes. Why, you ask?
Yes, I ask why.
After entering...
I'm very intuitive.
I will tell you.
Inquisitive.
You are inquisitive. I am. Intuitive. And an imbrigamo. That's entering an employee's only area.
Yeah, I'm usually inquisitive when I'm doing Japanese paperwork.
What is wrong with you? What, you work for Toyota?
What do you think? What do you think all those Japanese workers do in those little cubicles? Ambigamo. Oh, they don't do Frankie Ambigamo.
Oh, you mean origami?
Origami. Ooh, that's... coincidence? I don't know.
I think not. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe that's where Frankie got his famous meatball recipe from. Origami. All right. Christopher?
No.
Ferragamo?
After entering a... Remember, once again, we're talking about Halloween candy. After entering an employees-only area of a Kohl's department store, an Ohio man proceeded to urinate on $603.72 worth of Halloween candy.
Why?
Well, let's find out.
Why would he want to do that? Everybody loves candy. Right now,
Christopher Burke, 48,
the fedora cannot look at me.
Was arrested Monday by Toledo cops on a misdemeanor criminal damage charge. Court record shows.
I know a guy who's tough but sweet. He's so fine he can't be beat. He pees on candy.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I pee on candy.
After only a few hours in custody, Burks had pleaded not guilty, was released on $500 personal recognizance bond in advance of an October 3rd hearing.
And forced to pee in trick-or-treaters' bags.
Officers allege that Burks, a Toledo resident, entered a large storeroom and released himself on a large amount of Halloween candy. Store security cameras recorded Burks entering the storage room. And he was the only person in the candy when the urination occurred. $603 worth of candy was destroyed by the urine and will need to be thrown out.
Well, I hope so.
I sold it at... actually, it's going to be sold at Dollar Store.
Does that include the peanuts? They got to throw the peanuts away?
Court records do not indicate why Burks allegedly relieved himself on the merchandise in the store, which has a public restroom.
Wow.
By the way, Mr. Burks does have a rap sheet. Would you like to hear it, Polly?
I don't know. Farting on loaves of bread?
Burks' rap sheet includes prior arrests for burglary, assault, forgery, heroin trafficking, domestic abuse, menacing, disorderly conduct, and not to mention farting on loaves of bread, as Paulie mentioned earlier. I don't know what to say.
So domestic abuse on trick-or-treaters?
I don't know. Not, he may,
hey,
it wasn't imported abuse, it was domestic.
All right.
He was, this is getting,
Compose yourself, sir.
Thank you. This is going to be a very common story, Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
It's about thievery at adult novelty stores.
Oh.
This is the second one in a few weeks that we have had.
Mm-hmm.
So pathetic adult novelty store thief makes his getaway in a Dodge minivan.
Ooh. What else would it be? Wouldn't be a Volkswagen Bug.
So the man not only stole a $50 sex toy from an Indiana adult novelty shop, but he made his getaway in a Dodge minivan. The suspects say officers entered the Exotica store in Evansville carrying his own bag, into which he placed the stolen item in, which was a...
Did he take off into the sky like the ambiguous duo?
Gary, he placed the stolen item, a Banging Betty.
What?
A Banging Betty. What? Masturbator.
Oh, that must be his favorite song. His favorite toy.
That device, which resembles a Roman's rear end and...
Christopher, compose yourself, sir.
No. You're complicit in this.
I am complicit.
The device, which resembles a woman's rear end and genitalia, features, this is for you to know, everybody, a dual entry design.
Very nice. That's a good feature.
Yes, and
good amenity.
Yes, and for $50, you also get interior nubs and ribs for the ultimate in pleasure. Additionally, the left cheek of the Banging Betty has a rose tattoo for a lifelike touch. A female employee followed the man as he left with the with the Banging Betty, which did set off the alarm in the store.
Hey, with a booty like that, who's not going to set off the alarm? That's a booty alarm.
Booty alarm. So as the thief slid behind the wheel of a red Dodge Caravan, the worker knocked on the minivan's window, but the suspect ignored her, started the vehicle, and he left the scene.
He needed a full bed to get that Black Betty out of there.
Actually, according to the by the way, if you want to look it up on the interwebs, the Banging Betty includes a 4-hour DVD and lube.
Wow! Hey.
All that for $50.
You have to have accessories.
All that. By the way, Banging Betty is brought to you by the manufacturers Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
Yes.
And the Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Very nice.
So it was a quality product produced by our friends at Adam
and Eve. I believe that.
Yes.
I believe in quality products. But not stealing them. You know.
Yeah, no. No, if you, you know, you, I don't know if you'd feel good about yourself after you finished your duty in banging Betty, knowing that it wasn't bought with your hard-earned dollars. So, lastly, I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's some sort of war going on between Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. First, it was East Coast rap and West Coast rap. Now it's Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. So a letter sent from Girl Scouts of the USA on Monday to the Boy Scouts of America has revealed a feud. It's brewing between
why?
The orgs.
I don't get it. Why?
Well, I will tell you why, Paul.
Okay, thank you, sir.
BuzzFeed News obtained the letter in which Girl Scouts President Kathy Habinka Hyannin suggests that the Boy Scouts have been attempting to bolster its declining membership by reaching out to an untapped market. Girls. The letter calls the Boy Scouts' attempt to bring in female membership reckless and the organization foolish for thinking that running a program specifically tailored to boys can simply be translated to girls. Millennials are, of course, also to blame. We are disappointed in the lack of transparency as we learn that you are surreptitiously testing the appeal of a girl's offering to millennial parents, wrote the Girl Scouts president. Furthermore, it is inherently dishonest to claim to be a single-gender org while simultaneously endeavoring upon co-ed model. I don't know what the hell she just said.
Well, I don't even get it.
So basically what she's trying to say is that that millennials' parents...
They're going
to
be the non-gender scouts?
Yeah, that's what she's saying, that they see a trend, as you see, is gender neutral, and they're jumping on it and trying to get their membership numbers up. So, I don't know if you...
Well, then I'm going to look for my membership back. Well, I got kicked out of the Boy Scouts.
Oh, why was that?
Eating a brownie. I know it's old, but...
It's
still effective.
but I fell into that trap. Oh, boy. So, this is the first time the notion of including young women in the Boy Scouts have come up. In 2015, a group of girls who participated in a Boy Scout program called Learning for Life petitioned to be full-fledged Boy Scouts, yeah, preferring the activities they enjoyed with the group to those they have with the Girl Scouts. The National Organization of Women, known as NOW, has even called on the Boy Scouts to end discrimination against girls and include them in the troops. So basically, you got like all these people saying it's discriminatory not to like girls in the Boy Scouts, and the Boy Scouts are saying, let's not girls in the Boy Scouts. Now they're saying, don't let the girls in the Boy Scouts. Thank God I'm going to be dead in like 35 years.
It's ridiculous. I happen to have a sound clip from their new spokesperson and the new oath for the boys and girls, the non-gender scouts.
Okay, let's play.
Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my!
So that will be the new scout oath for the non-gender.
Take me to the sink.
You need to go to the sink? All right. Is that
play music?
Is that yes? Don't worry, buddy. We can play music. All right, boys and girls, so that was your silly news for the week. I guess for the week. I'm not quite sure.
But, we need more. Just call us up. We'll come by Alex and deliver it.
Anyways, I hope you enjoyed. Thank you very much and for not laughing so much through that. through that silly news. I know it's very silly, and sometimes it gets even sillier, but... I hope you boys and girls are enjoying the show. 3:32 in the afternoon. It's 75 degrees here in the wonderful, beautiful state of Medford, Mass.
Yes.
Are we in Mass?
We're in Mass.
All right. So anyways, will we play a couple songs? Why don't you take us out, Funny Man?
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO with DJ Pauly B and I, the Funny Man. The Giddy Up, 91.5 MFO.
I will be right back, boys and girls. Next time you hear this song, it'll be by me and the Funny Man.
Don't you know we're playing with the fire, but we can't.
course. This goes out to my baby Blue. Hope you're having a good day. little Fleetwood Mac, you know, our go-to that we love. We love some Fleetwood Mac,
we don't do. We,
here at the Giddy Up? And before that, of course, was Boys of Summer, but that was by the Ataris, not the Don Henley traditional rendition of it. But I think the Ataris do it well.
They a little bit more rock, cover.
Rock and roll. Yeah, a little bit more rock and roll, which is great. And before that, of course, was Baby Blue for my Baby Blue. And it's 3:48, almost 3:49, sir.
Oh my God!
I know time flies. Does it not, sir?
Felt like I was jockeying for position not just a minute ago.
No, absolutely. So, well, there's no reason why we can't go a couple minutes over if we want to. You know, you got the fedora, so, you know, nobody's going to F with you.
Don't F with a man with a fedora.
No.
Anybody ever F with Sinatra?
No.
No way, no
absolutely
how.
Absolutely not, right.
There you go.
Exactly. I'm the Dean Martin to your Frank Sinatra.
Well, I'm the Jerry
I'm
Lewis
the one
to your
that drinks
Dean
all
Martin.
The martinis. Yeah, the Jerry Lewis.
Oh,
to
Dean.
What? My, hi.
Oh, right. Dean. Oh, God, we're both dead now. Oh, lady.
Anyways, kids. Chris, who did we leave behind in the green room?
Oh actually, there's a little bit of a story behind that.
I cannot believe that.
Flew all the way into Logan from San Francisco.
He absolutely did.
Took a picture of my good friend and his namesake, Jason Hammett, is Metallica guitarist.
That's right.
Herc Hammett.
We love him. He is the best. Well, I would say the best, but he to me is right up there. Let me let this fly, and then we'll come back and say our goodbyes. How's that sound?
I like it.
We're sorry, Jason.
Kirk and Jason.
Kirk and Jason. Damn it. All right. Both of you. They're in the green room. No, actually, we can just go right through this. I love this song. And he really lets loose on his guitar skills on this song. On every song.
Hell of a player.
All right, Chris. Should we go through it or play it?
Let's play it through.
All right, sir. Yeah. Thank you. So, Christopher, tell the tale. I know you already did, but...
Yeah, so Sunday I get a text from a buddy of mine I used to work with, a guy out of Chicago, Jason Hammett. He comes to the Cape once a year.
That's right.
And he's in the TSA pre-check line, and the name comes up after he gets his license, and the guy behind him goes, dude, he goes, your last name's Hammett? And he's like, oh, man. He goes, I saw he had his hair up
right.
under a hat.
Of course.
And he's like, oh, man.
Was
he's
it like, a fedora?
Yes, it was. It was a fedora. Let me show you.
You showed me. You sent me the picture.
Do you want me?
No. Anyways,
do you want to put it? We can put it up on the Gideon page.
We're under the clock here.
But yeah, so
against the clock, I should say.
So it turns out Jason Hammett. We found out while he was here. He's a huge fan of the Giddy Up, and well,
that is
lo and behold.
There you go.
Yeah.
So this Hero of the Day by Metallica. Yeah. Metallica.
He just stormed out with his guitar.
He's
rocked. Look on his face.
Dude, I've seen Metallica probably a dozen times in my life, and one of my favorite bands of all time.
And just to have him in the green room and storm out on us.
I know. Well, you know, he's playing his guitar as he's storming out, which is great. Because he was going to play a little ditty for us.
Oh.
Yeah, he was going to play Jack and Diane on his guitar. All right, anyways, 355, kids. I know, we're pushing the envelope here. So, anyways, this is the time we say our goodbyes. But I will give you your weekend weather. Hopefully, this will be my last time. Because I am no meteorologist by any means. But today, obviously...
Do you want me to give the weather?
It's no, I will do it.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're creeping around. Anyways, 74 degrees right now. Tonight, you know... It's going to be a beautiful night. If you want to have a nice fire out in the backyard, perfect night, barbecue, do what you got to do. Tomorrow, same thing, 70 degrees, which is, I can feel the fall
humidity.
Coming. I can feel autumn.
You can feel autumn.
I'll tell you right now, the fall is my favorite, you know that, my favorite month. But
I love the fall, but I hate what comes after
as
it.
As a high, so that means... Another beautiful day to go, you know, watch the fight. Anyways, and Sunday is going to be about the same. So, a little cloudy, but 20% participation. Yeah, nothing.
Don't worry about it.
It's going to be a great weekend. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody. Monday's going to be beautiful. And, you know, once we get here next week for the inaugural end of summer show. We'll figure it out, won't we? So anyways, kids, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. I know we're watching the fight.
Yeah, we are.
And
actually, you know what? We got paid a lot of money to reenact it.
All right, who's your pick?
Who's my pick and who's I want are two different things.
No, who... Who's your pick?
Well, I want McGregor, obviously.
We both
don't
exactly,
think
brother.
He's going to win, but I want. I'm just sick of and I like a fighter
all
who
right.
will punch somebody.
I like
a fighter who will fight.
All right,
and will fight.
I pick McGregor.
Yeah, I want McGregor to win.
He's going to knock him out.
I don't think he will.
Well, say you goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, sir.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. And I love you all and talk to you next week.
All right, boys and girls, we're going to take a 166-hour break from the Giddy Up. I know it's sad but true. Another Metallica reference. Anyways, we will be back next week, hopefully, and kick your long weekend off. And you guys have a great weekend. Be safe, please. Always be a rock and never roll. And as I always say... What do I always say, Chris?
Stay Boston strong,
boys and girls. We'll be back next week. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Yeah. Little Jefferson Airplane. Starship. They started on an airplane. They moved to a starship.